Hello. Let's see who's joining us right here. We've got April and Sherry Lou. Rick, hello. How y'all doing?
Hey, John.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Good to see you.
All right. Thanks. You too.
All right. Everybody else is popping in here, so I'm going to mute everybody. And let's give everybody a couple of minutes to join. We didn't go live until I came on. So we'll let everything and everybody get comfortable, settled in. And man, the energies, what's coming up? This transmutation and awareness that's coming in for so many of us. Absolutely phenomenal. And I want to share part of the awarenesses that have come in for me. And again, really open up to Q&A from y'all. Because there's a lot of adjustment that's taking place right now, a lot of collective energies, a lot of personal calling to the essence of what we're here to express. And while I can give a broad perspective of what's happening on the collective level, what's happening for me personally, hopefully that provides you some resonance, it's we each have our own expression of it. So to hear your version of it, what you're experiencing, how it's landing for you, and some of the questions that you might have around it may help all of us for this integration process. Because I know that where I go, you go. And where you go, I go. And it's in this collective sharing in community and in this resonance that we bring harmony to those parts of us that may not quite feel like they're embodying, embedding, acclimating to what's possible for all of us. So we'll get going here in just a second. Let's say hi to everybody. Again, Sherry Lou. We've got Joe on here also, Rick. Alyssa, hello, good to see you. You look wonderful. Eileen, hello. So wonderful. I almost called on you in the last show and we got too late to hang out there. I saw you had your hand up. And just barely missed you, I apologize. I wanted to pick on you. We've got Donna and Dawn and Jim. Area code 203, I always forget who you are when you pop on here. You're gonna have to share with me again. It's I don't do well with numbers sometimes. Not all the time, sometimes. And let's tap into the chat here real quick. Sherry Lou saying hi to everybody. Alyssa saying aloha. Sherry saying hi. Yes. All right. Wonderful. So where to begin today? There's a surge. There's a surge that's coming in that can be it wants to play with different aspects of us. And it's really asking us to choose where or how we are wanting to create the next version of ourself that comes in. And of course, with each decision and each emotional component that comes up through us, we're constantly recreating ourselves. But what do we want to create on a consistent basis? What's that foundation that we want to stabilize with these building blocks of our individual experiences? Because they do form that stable platform as we make decisions moving forward and we're congruent with that decision making. We keep showing an integrity for ourselves. We keep showing an authenticity. We keep showing up in a way that says yes to us, yes to love, yes to expansion, yes to what else is possible that's not repeating those things, those circumstances from the past that caused suffering or confusion or had me in lower vibrations of myself. And the first cause of that's going to be judgment. And so we want to step away from judging ourselves when we're thinking that we're not coming up with the right answers, we can't find it, we're not doing it good enough, we have to do it alone, we did it wrong, all of these different things. And there's an acceptance of receiving those different versions of ourselves that are coming into full force to support this next layer of awareness within us that's wanting to take form. So the energies right now in the chaos that they may be creating, and make no mistake about it, there's this push and pull type of energy that's happening, even though y'all may be landing with a lot more security, and I would say even faith as to where these energies are leading you. There's still a little bit of a push and pull going back and forth, because we're being asked to align. We're being asked to attune to that octave that's available to us for a more consistent awareness of who we truly be, not who we used to be, not who we have grown matured from, because we want to revert back to those personalities sometimes. We want to revert back to the ones that's questioning and has doubts and wants answers because it wants answers. And it's facilitating a new way of looking as to why those things were coming up and a different relationship that we can have with it. So what I've noticed a lot in the last couple of weeks is that there's this choice between following what the ego absolutely says it needs and insists on, and then being aware that there's another conversation that we're having also, but it may not be as loud, or the volume may not be as turned up as the ego volume. And so we're really being asked to pause when we're feeling the anxiety, the stress, the confusion, those energies that would seem to run us in a loop that don't feel really comfortable, to just pause and really ask yourself on a consistent basis, is this choice in my highest alignment? Is this decision in my highest alignment? Is my reaction in my highest alignment? And understand, the highest alignment doesn't mean that you're attaining for perfection, but you're attaining for the perfection in the moment, so that it attunes for the grace that's wanting to come through for you. So that the voice of the ego that's running the complaining, the justification, that I've got to get it right, it's got to be the certain way, that I'm a victim, or, you know, it's not fair, or someone took something from me, or I could have done it better, all that stuff, that volume gets diminished. And we pause and we choose, because now we're feeling the energies of both. Now we've gotten to a place where we can have relationship with either one. And there's no wrong choice. You can choose whichever one you want, and it's not going to be wrong. It's just what your experience is going to be from that point. And be aware that your experience based on your choice is solidly your choice. You've got no one to complain to about it, except to ride the wave and go, oh, I did this, and have another relationship with yourself. And this relationship is more about self-empowerment, self-awareness, and where our choices take us. And this is what's being called in as an aspect of us being the awakened leaders of our time. And this truly is, it's calling you into your leadership position. If I can say it right, I sound like Elmer Fudder for a second. It's calling you up. Now, I mean, make no mistake about it, anywhere where you've been looking for someone else to fulfill something for you, to give you an answer, to provide something that would make you feel better because you can land something within yourself, starts to diminish. And I want to take you that there's an exception to that. As humans, as these sensitive souls that we are, we still crave affection. We still crave touch. We crave that communication on a physical, sensual, emotional level with others. And so while we can fulfill ourselves in these other aspects and really land and embody those things within ourselves, what we're truly aligning to is into relationship of what's congruent with the vibration that we are choosing to hold over and over again. And so what do we invite in when we do that? We invite in community. We invite in the space that our hearts are yearning for. We invite in those types of relationships that don't make us whole, but remind us of our wholeness. We bring in those types of energies that are a mirror for what's possible. And through a hug, or through a kiss, or through making love, or through intimate conversation, reminds us of an aspect of ourselves that is looking to expand beyond of who we are individually as sovereign beings. It reminds us how else we can create outside of what we know for ourselves by seeing the divinity in others showing up in a similar vibration so that we can witness and attune to what else is possible from that frequency level. So there's a lot happening in the field right now. There's a push-pull. It's like, am I going to listen to the ego part, or am I going to pause and wait for the higher self? Or, and I would just tell you, just pause and wait for both. And feel into where you're led to go to. Sometimes, make no mistake about it, you can see the higher perspective of where, like, you know, it's like, that's really going to serve me really well. And there's something karmically, and we don't know why sometimes, but it's like, I gotta go there for some reason. I've gotta go. This one is probably gonna serve me a lot better, but for some reason, everything about me is telling me to go down here. Go. It's a journey, it's an adventure. There's something there for you and for the other person or people or circumstance in the process as well. And who's to say if you go down here, you're not gonna do this afterwards? But follow your knowing. You know, we're always doing this. Well, choose the higher vibration, do all this. Choose your knowing. Because all of us would rather see other people not be what we would call in suffering, to not have to drudge their way through the mud in circumstances, but sometimes our soul is calling us there because we need to experience a certain thing. So when we get to play this calibration game in the process, just be aware. Be aware of what's available to you. And again, you are choosing, you're being called up to your own leadership capacities. And so what I love about this platform that we have here in Living in the Extraordinary is that I'm in no ways, by any means, a guru or here to like lead you and this is the way it's gotta be. And it's that's just anybody who's teaching from that standpoint. I just kind of get one and go, well, that's interesting. Because I really don't feel that anybody can have the answers for us. It's all within us. We're embodying this wisdom, this compass, in ways that before going out and channeling information in from our guides, we're in relationship with them now. But for me, it's both. And it's like that wisdom is coming from in here, like the solar plexus heart, and it expands out. So it's like this involuted toroidal field that expands around me and becomes a beacon for information to come through. And so imagine the energy coming in, flowing from here and expanding out, but it's all within my auric field. And it feeds and it expands and it reaches out like these beautiful tentacles that are in harmonic, coherent resonance with that which is wanting to communicate with me, with that which is wanting to communicate with you. And from time to time, I'll have information stream in and downloads. And I think these solar flares or these collective downloads that we seem to get, we're being facilitated into this toroidal field so it can get stronger and expand even further. So I believe both are happening. But for the most part, and y'all, if y'all aren't feeling this already, you're going to start feeling it. And it's part of the reconciliation that we're dealing with, as if we're used to receiving our intuition from outside of us, as it becomes more internal, we may feel a little abandoned or lost in the energy, or not quite sure what to do, because we were so used to this beautiful etheric relationship that's evolving. As you're evolving and you're becoming one with it, it is becoming one with you. And so you get to be the emanation of that love. You become the emanation as your toroidal field continues to expand in this congruent space of harmony and balance within yourself. You become the reflector of what's possible for others. And you can't help but to do it, because it's coming from your field. There's nothing that you need to do except be you. And how can you be anything else? We've tried that for a long time, to please other people. And it's gotten us so far, but it's really disassociated us from ourselves. It's taken us to the point, it's like, I don't necessarily know who I am if I'm not defined by X, Y, and Z. And so this spiritual searching, this transformation that we seek, of course, is always going to land us in a place like everything kind of feels empty, even though I may have so much, or I've had the opportunities for things. And again, it's always a search back to this I am presence within myself. And so that's what's coming in strongly in the field right now. Recognize the push-pull, recognize when the ego is really wanting something. And you'll know it. You'll know when anxiousness creeps in. It's like, I've got to feel safe, or else this is going to, you know, I'm going to die. Or I'm angry and I need this, and someone needs to explain this to me because it should have been this way, that way. There's energies of awareness that are given to you. And again, it's being called into balance. And we've got the pendulum swing where if we go too much to one side, it's going to feel way off. And if we go too spiritual, too high, try to bypass what's landing for our body to receive, then it's going to feel like we're checking out, like we're not really creating in this world. And so by having a relationship with both, we learn how to center in the energy, learn how to appease our little one within, learn how to appease the doubter, into where we bring the strengths back into balance with our higher self. We ground the higher self in back into an embodied state as well. And we become amazing generators of potentiality, waiting to actualize whatever it is you put your heart into next. And that's how quickly we're going to manifest. That is what's coming up for so many of us right now. And be aware, because as powerful manifestors, your thoughts and your emotions from your heart are generating a tremendous amount of power. So be aware of what you're creating. Be aware of the resonance that is showing up in your daily expression of life. If you don't like it, you have the power to change it very quickly. Sometimes I say, be careful what you ask for. I would say, be conscious of what you ask for, and be conscious of what you're not asking for. And I would even dare you to ask for even bigger. And more specifically, what it is that you want to create in your life, and ask for that highest alignment to come in to serve you. Because we can ask for certain things. We can try to be as specific as possible. And we want to say, I'm ready for that, or whatever is in the highest alignment, or something even better. Because again, from this state of manifestation also, if we don't ask for enough, if we don't get past this deserving energy, and again, y'all go back to those statements that we worked on from module one in the homework assignment. It's those statements, they start off with, I deserve, because if we can't body, we can deserve it. We'll never believe that we can hold on to it. We may glimpse something that we want in our field, and experience it temporarily. But if the energy of deserving is wobbly in the field, you're going to wobble back out. And what you glimpse, what you were hoping to bring in, didn't hold the energy enough to really stay in your field. So again, those statements and that foundation that you're building is really useful as we get past the things like, I deserve that people show up in my life. I deserve to feel like I'm more than enough. I deserve to be a priority. I deserve to be happy. I deserve financial abundance. I deserve someone to love me for all that I am. That includes being cranky and pissed off sometimes. That includes maybe not being the happiest person sometimes. But it also includes being very loving and very expansive and very aware. We get to take all parts of ourselves into those situations and be embraced by it. So again, the unknowns here are exciting, but the unknowns outside of ourselves is what makes living in this human body so spectacular. Because we can become really good at self-generating and self and become very self-sufficient in our solitude. And that can be a pretty safe place to create from and live from. But this human form is asking us, inviting us for that intimacy with others, that intimacy and co-creation outside of ourselves, the intimacy that goes beyond what we create with our guides and with Source, and becomes a reflection of what's possible from there as we choose to see the divinity in others, as we choose to experience them going through their ways, through their different doorways of experiencing their own divinity. And so as we can hold the field, the energy, the awareness for other people as they are discovering and going through their own pathways. I was trying to Lambert, that's the word that I was looking for, discovering their divinity within themselves. That means we're giving other people permission to give us the grace of not always getting it right as well. And the beautiful part about that is that they'll actually start seeing it, that there is no getting it wrong. They'll start seeing that your journey, much like their journey, is filled with all these different doorways of possibilities that you can choose from. And it's not that you've made a wrong choice, not that you made a mistake, that you faltered. It's like, oh wow, they're going through that doorway instead of that one. I wonder what's there for them. And we start to celebrate the journey without judgment. We start to celebrate the journey without an agenda that we might be missing something because they chose a particular doorway. We start witnessing with love their ability to choose based on what their heart and their soul is calling for them, without the agenda that they need to do it, including us. What we're doing here is we're setting love free. Because all these places where we've tried to get love and we're striving for love and we're earning love and we're stepping closer into love comes with an agenda of what love is supposed to look and feel and act like. And what if there was no agenda? What if love just showed up for love's sake? Feel that for a second. What if love just showed up for love's sake? Feel the purity of that. Feel the peacefulness of that. Feel like there's nothing you need to do to hold on to it. It's there by its own volition. It wants to be there. It chooses to be there. As you embody that, I promise you, you're going to feel it all around you even more than you might now. Set love free. And you will witness, you will feel, you will be in its power. It's the agenda that has us trapped. Set love free and you will witness the freedom that you've always been looking for. So beautiful. Oh my God, you guys are inspiring us so much. I love this guy. Yeah, I'm telling you, you guys are carrying some amazing, say, information, wisdom. Wisdom. You guys are carrying some amazing wisdom that you're turning up. You're turning up the volume of it, and I can feel it here. It's inspiring something. What's also happening, and I noticed this over the weekend, and it's funny because I chose to step away from this collective download that was coming in. Not that I wasn't receiving it, but I chose to really keep to myself and not engage in a way where, again, my ego or my little self, okay, my big self sometimes, he wants me to call him the big self sometimes, the wise one sometimes, doesn't feel so great. It feels like something's wrong, I gotta fix it, I'm alone, or too much people, too much noise, I'm too sensitive, I'm not sensitive enough, all the stuff that runs through. And there's a lot of that was happening in the collective energy over the weekend. I stayed away from the news. I popped up on Instagram a few times just because I was within. I was just writing from this bubble of love that was streaming from inside of me as I connected with nature here, as I just really anchored myself in this place of support, this bubble, if you will, that's available to me right now. And if any of y'all were feeling the discordant energies, there was a lot of collective processing, letting go, upgrading, integration that's been happening. So if that was the case for you, just whenever you start feeling, again, perhaps the anxiousness or the irritation, there's irritation running in the field the big time. With different things, people honking on the road, being upset with it was really interesting. When y'all start feeling that, we can ask if this is mine, and that's a great tool to kind of have an awareness of the collective. But I have to tell you, if you're feeling it, it's yours. But it's a great place. It's a nice ladder to kind of go through the steps to go through. Ask again: is this in my highest to receive this? And sometimes it is. Sometimes we have to be in relationship with those parts of ourselves to go, all right, I've got this. I've got you, I've got this, and I've got us. And that's really cool, because if we have it under those circumstances and we acknowledge that power within ourselves, there's a deep level of compassion that comes in by being able to relate to it for us. When again, this part of us, this beautiful, transforming, growing part of us comes up with those, I don't feel safe, I don't feel good, I'm pissed off, I'm angry, I'm tired, I just want to eat comfort food, I don't want to answer the phone, I don't want to do any work, I don't want to talk to my boss, whatever it is, right? I just want to sleep, I don't want to sleep, I want to watch TV all day, there's nothing, it's like all these things that happen that get us kind of like frustrated and lonely and feeling like we can't land anywhere. We start having an awareness of that peace, and the compassion part comes in. And I've spoken a lot about compassion lately, just it's huge. It's just that piece of compassion, it's what's bringing about the evolution of our beings. As we have compassion, we can no longer be at war with ourselves. If we can't be at war with ourselves, then there's a place to create peace. If we can create peace, that means that we're bringing those pieces of ourselves together to to harmonize in a way that it hasn't before. And if we can do that within ourselves, what is available outside of ourselves as a reflection of what we're doing? What is the peace that you want with your family? What's the peace that you want with your children, with your loved one, with your ex-loved one? What's the peace that you want with your neighbors or the people at work? And how does that factor out? What's the peace that we want to see around the world? And it all starts with this. It all starts with coming to peace through compassion for self. We've tried to do it the other ways. We've seen it throughout history. And we've seen wars being confronted with other wars being confronted with other wars. The war to end all wars. How many times have we done that throughout history? How many incarnations have we lived through that? And where has it gotten us? Has the peace finally come? There's an amazing master teacher from 2,000 years ago who told us this time would come. That energy would be coming back. And it's all coming back awakened within us. It's all part of us. And it's time. And it's time. It is awakening. I don't think we can stop the flood. Why would we want to? But during the flooding, there's going to be things that are going to be rocking the boat. And just be aware. And again, remember to choose. There's choice. There's a leadership coming in of self-awareness of what can come in. And there's some of y'all with very difficult situations that are having to come to peace with decisions made from the past, circumstances that seem like they have no solution in the present, and stepping into a faith beyond any faith that you've ever had before. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to do that alone. There are many on here, many in your community, many in the world who will reflect back to you what's possible, who will hold you and love you and reflect back to you. You will not be left alone. Your job is to see where you have not been left alone, to feel it, to embrace it, to say yes to it. While so many of us want the solutions from A to Z to happen right away, sometimes for us it needs to be just one little step at a time, because that's all we're capable of receiving at the moment. But you'd be surprised on one little just drop of that healing balm that we're looking for accumulated over a certain period, or just enough can provide the dam breaking open for what it is that you're looking to receive. And so if you don't know where to go next, if you're not quite sure, if you're almost in that despair or in that despair, just breathe in. Let go and let God and just take that next natural step. And then the next one. And as the fear or the judgment or anything comes in that would want to break you down, just receive it. Just receive it. Receive it. Be with it. Thank it. And remember who you are. An emanation of light. A reflection of the divine, a spark of the divine. And remembering that, know that the problem is not greater than you are. Just breathe, be, and take the next natural step. There's support all around you, physically, ethereally, and within yourself. And the time has come. We're being called into our leadership. We're being called into leadership. Make no mistake about it, for all of us, they have called us up. We have called ourselves up. So again, remember, if there's a place where you feel something's not working out like it should be, that you want to change the circumstance, what's in my highest alignment? What would my higher self do? What's my higher self calling me to? And listen and pay attention. One exercise that served me really well, it brought in so much clarity. There's a speaker that's going to be on Beyond the Ordinary, I believe in November, old dear friend of mine. Her name is Lydia Baselli. And did I get her name right? Her name's Lydia. Well, I can't think of her last name now. Basilian, thank you. She suggested a process to me that I was in a circumstance where I wasn't quite sure how to move. So much of me wanted to follow a certain trajectory because of all the potential and possibility and really a lot of dreams were coming through in that circumstance. And something wasn't clicking along the way. And there was a lot of, how do I show up in this? How do I create the circumstance to really flow my being and contribute? And Lydia brought in the process of looking at parallel realities, parallel lifetimes. So think of it like a past life regression, or think of it like a reverse engineering type of process where we look into the future and bring in what's possible. But now we're looking at a parallel life projection. And in that, I went into deep meditation, and I may have talked about this before, but I'm going to bring it up again to help you. To use it as a powerful tool that's available to you. And you can do this all yourselves. It's really just breathing into and not having an investment in the outcome. So when we do this process, we're not looking, this is what I want. I really want this, and this is what it's supposed to feel like. It's like, no, really, take that, put on your therapist glasses, step back, and witness what happens as you go down road A and road B. So we look at parallel lifetimes. So parallel lifetime, if I am going to choose this job, what's it going to look like? What's it going to feel like? And allow your information to just flow. You may want to channel write it. I went into a self-guided journey. And in the guided journey, it's like I saw trajectories, what was opening up, the limitations of it, what was coming in, how I was struggling, how I was expanding. I just allowed that one particular trajectory to go. And I remembered it. Then I took a break. 5 minutes later, I went into the other potential. So I was looking at potential lines, and I chose two. That's four, right? I chose two. Right? I didn't want to contradict myself. And I went into the other potential, and I felt in there, and it was a smooth road. I wasn't clawing my way out trying to make things happen again. And the other one, I saw myself aging really quickly. Internally, I still look youthful on the outside, but something inside of me had aged tremendously. I was tired, I was spent, and my mind was always running. And this one, I saw different opportunities. I saw myself glowing, like being really young, really vibrant from the inside out. I saw this ease and this grace. I saw living in this verdant, beautiful land that really supported me. And it was a no-brainer. Based on what I was seeing in my own awareness and the choices, I wasn't projecting what each one was going to be. I really let go of outcome. And I allowed the feel, the communication within myself, my higher self, and the guidance that's here for me, lead the way and show me potentials of outcomes based on decisions that I could have been making in the moment. maybe practice that with little aspects of it, of potentials, and see how it feels to you, and then maybe do it on something bigger. As a matter of fact, I may bring Lydia onto the membership and have her lead you guys through that process. I think it would be amazing. So it would take a little bit of prep work, because I want you all to show up with a circumstance and then be guided as to what was available. And we'll get her to offer a special deal on sessions also. So if you guys want to go deeper on that, it would be wonderful. But the awareness that's within us, when we really choose to have, again, an unfiltered relationship with no agenda attached of what the outcomes are going to be, and let our field guide us to the truth of what we're picking up for us. We can't be invested in somebody else's outcome when we're doing those forward moving expansion visioneering. We have to be very innocent and clean and clear. So if you're looking at your health, you can't be, well, I want this particular outcome. This is what I know. It's like, what are your potential lines? Go into one and see what shows up for you. You're really being your own psychic, your own channel. That's not bringing forward their crap into their clients' sessions. It's fantastic practice. And it's a tool that I believe is going to help you for the rest of your life if you choose to apply it over and over again. It'll become very quick. And what happens also is that your body becomes a more amplified barometer of your potentials as well. So your body will start speaking to you even more loudly in beautiful ways that you will not be able to ignore. So you're bringing all of yourself online into these feeling and emotional and energetic capacities that we have to make choices that are in our highest alignment. And y'all, that calls for leadership. That's really asking you to step up and seeing and witnessing for yourself. And you can do it. And we can play with it. And we can bounce it off other people, but again, it's calling within your own awareness of what's true for you. And that no one else can tell you. It's eventually your choice, eventually your truth. And while other people can agree or disagree, they're just bringing their stuff into it because they don't want to see you suffering, or they have an invested outcome, or they feel like they're loving you in a particular way, but they have no idea that sometimes you need to choose this door instead of this one. And you don't know why, but you do. And karma can be a beautiful bitch. It can be amazing to go down some of these trajectories, because the love that we gain from there is perhaps something that we would have skipped had we gone straight to go. Sometimes we need to have that embodied experience to understand truly what it is that we're receiving and what we're giving. Sometimes we need to have those experiences to reconcile even things from the past that this circumstance or situation is asking us to revisit, so that we can have a more intimate understanding and compassion of what was being brought to the table and how we've grown into different aspects of ourselves. And the other person or circumstance is going to grow from it also. It's a karmic relationship, a karmic circumstance. We all grow from it. We just can't judge how we grow from it or how the other person grows from it. That's not our job. Our job is to stay in our lane and let love set free, be set free. Set love free and let her dance with you. And sometimes it, Riadina, I don't know if you're on the line, but sometimes that means getting your heart broken 10,000 times over. So what? We can feel again. We can open our hearts again. We can let down these walls that have kept us so far away from those things that we really want. So yeah, you're being called into leadership, guys. Ladies, women, queens, goddesses, gods. All of it. All of it. So wonderful. Let's open up to Q&A now. All right, we've got a lot of, let me look at some of the chat here. Hello, everyone from Sherry Lou. Hi from Sherry. Joe, update from the doctor says it's perfect. Not even reading glasses for that one. Surgery on Thursday. Sorry, forgot to say aye. Congratulations, Joe. So happy for you. Sherry, oh yes, chaos indeed. I don't know where the energy is taking me. Sometimes up, sometimes down, just flowing with it. Yeah, Joe, I understand. Alyssa, might go lower to bring someone else up. We serve. But we can't go lower to bring someone else up, Alyssa. We can't do that for the mere intention of bringing someone else up. Okay. I take that back. You can absolutely choose to do that, but you're not really serving yourself. You're not really serving them in that way. We may be perpetuating what's available if they can see a different perspective. Now, if your guidance is to take you to that vibrational state to meet someone there, follow your guidance in it. Again, there's no right or wrongs. From my understanding, from my experience, though, the more that we hold this vibrational state of being, and if someone's in anger and judgment and suffering and all this, and they're speaking it down here, if we meet them there, well, first of all, you're taking a few steps backwards in sacrifice. And the whole sacrifice thing, it's, we don't want to teach that to our future generations, do we? We don't want to give that to our children. We don't want to give that to the next leaders that are coming up. Because where does that take us? It takes us back into warring within ourselves. It takes us back into we have to beat something, that there's something that we have to defeat, so we're going to go down to raise it back up. If you're up here, you already know what it takes to get there. So you holding the space of compassion, I love you, I see you, I know you're angry, I know you're hurt, I know you're suffering, I know your health sucks, and I'm holding you, I'm here to provide people the buoyancy of the love that you bring. It's going to be a lot more potent than meeting the waves that are so willing to meet other people there from this codependent type of energy. It's like, let me save you. Let me prove something to you. Let me be there for you. Our wanting to be of love becomes an affliction that doesn't serve them. But when you know you're that love and you hold it, your love set free. It's powerful. So just be aware. And sometimes we want to reach down and grab someone by the hand and show them what's available. We all do that in circumstances, and we're learning. We're learning a different way. But again, the sacrificial energy, and that coming from a very Catholic perspective, having grown up Catholic, doesn't serve us. I saw how my parents, my grandparents, my ancestors suffered through that. I saw how I suffered through it. I saw how even as a little child, I would sacrifice for the sake of others, for their happiness, because they wanted something. I can handle it. I carry this big energy. It's okay if I suffer a little bit so that they can be happy. It doesn't work. At what point are you going to be first? At what point are you the priority? At one point, do you not have to acquiesce your wants, your needs, your desires, the love that you're ready to have so that someone else can experience love? Make yourself the priority. It's not selfish. It's leadership. It's leadership. The generals in the army don't go in the field with the rest of the soldiers to sacrifice themselves. the president of the country gets shifted along the side to get safe if something, you know, he has a safe room while everybody else is like up here. I'm telling you, you all are at this place that your energy is too important. The examples of who you are and what you're becoming and who you be through this love, it's at that top tier, and everybody's invited to come up to that. So everybody will be your priority there, but those dampening energies, you don't need to go there. Preserve your integrity. Preserve your love and the way that you can hold it for others and amplify it. See what comes in. And if you're called to take a deep dive, if you will, you're absolutely called to do it, do it. You'll find out what's there for you. Perhaps you'll experience more of who you are from that state. Perhaps it'll reflect back to you the divinity, this light that you are, like going, man, I could actually do that and hold it. Perhaps it helps you come to terms of something from the past that you hadn't come to terms with, that you know you can supersede now. It's like a shamanic trial for you. Perhaps that's a reason to do that. There's no right or wrong, but consciously when you have the awareness of going back down to sacrifice and be aware of the ego and the higher self and the in-between of what's leading you. And if you're leading from wanting to save or codependency or wanting to earn love, be aware. Be aware. Again, you guys are stepping into leadership, so your awareness is key. It's key. All right. Oh, April. April, George, who has been in the group, a lot of y'all may know him, posted that his sister died tonight. She got taken off life support. So I'm sending, and we'll invite you guys to send love and blessings to George and his family, and of course to Terry, his sister, for her transition into wherever she's deciding to go next. Thank you for posting that, April. Eileen, my inner voices have gotten louder so I can hear better what choices might be better ones. Oh, I love that, Eileen. Let me keep going. Eileen, much drama over weekend. Pissed off at myself for not being ready for next weekend. Finally did major decluttering, and that and the shredding and burning of old stuff brought me back to me. For more as Eileen, the Eileen love I am. That's beautiful, Eileen. Eileen, I have to tell you, I had some, what can I call it? I don't want to call it, well, maybe avoidance. I have a stack of stuff that I absolutely have to do. It's crazy. New website material. There's a quiz I'm putting out. There's a book I need to write, a book proposal that's coming out. Old bills from the old house that I left in Marin in California. Just all these things that have just been piling up. And I couldn't get to any one of them over the weekend. Actually started since Friday. I couldn't get to any of them. And I kind of had like this guilt running, but also it's like, no, it's not in the energy right now. And there was a little bit of judgment, a little bit of frustration, and then a lot of letting go. So the judgment and the frustration and even the guilt, would I glimpse it? It's like, oh yeah, but now my body's telling me no. It's like, I'm not being guided through. I'm not motivated. It's just not happening. And so I was doing kind of like this push-pull thing also, but the push didn't last very long. And again, my body would speak. My higher, I'd listen, it's like, it's not the time, it's not the flow yet. And I trusted my process. I trusted my flow. And man, today I knocked out 3/4 of it already. Probably would have taken me 2 days. So far has taken me 1 day. And the rest of it, I'm just gonna able to just cruise with. So there's a grace with it sometimes. But again, we can get into judgment. And some of that internal drama where we get mad at ourselves or start judging ourselves. And Eileen, pissed off at yourself. Eileen is like the sweetest person on this earth. So to imagine her being pissed off is actually funny to me. But okay, I'd like to witness that, Eileen. But again, it reminds us to be compassionate of ourselves, and sometimes there's a flow. and we get to honor that flow. And we're aware that there's more than enough time. More than enough time for all of us. All right, let's go to questions now. Let's open up the phone lines. All right, Vic, where are you? Who's Vic on here? I have unmuted you.
Rick?
It says Vic.
See? Oh.
Throw me off.
That's funny.
It is funny. I love it. How you doing?
Good. Thanks. That was a great talk tonight.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. It's inspiring by you guys. It's all coming in. What's up for you?
Well, I wanted to tell you that today I had to leave the job site and go pick up some parts. And I was coming back and I had the choice of getting on the freeway or taking the side road. And I took the side road. And as soon as I did, I was boxed in on the traffic and I could have turned around, but I was boxed in with this traffic. I really didn't have to be back at any certain time. And I noticed my frustration level going up again. And usually I'm really good in traffic, but anyway, for some reason I was high frustration for being stuck in this traffic. And then I remembered what you said or what we talked about last week about, and I think I got this right, was I'm not being punished for anything. And when I remembered that, I go, wait a second, I'm not being punished for anything. I'm just sitting in my car, you know, it's going to take a little longer to get back. And everything calmed down. And when you were talking tonight about foundations for things, I mean, that just made so much sense that if you don't have a solid foundation, you're just going to be wobbly and spinning and you can't hold the field. And so for me, just the idea or the choice, you know, to be aware that I'm not being punished when I'm frustrated really like rings home to me, you know, and works. And a couple of other ones too, like expecting people to validate me all the time, always waiting for someone to come around and say, good job, you know, couldn't do this without you or whatever, you know, just that constant state of mind that you're in of want of, which is wobbly too, I think. It's not a very solid foundation if you're always waiting around for someone to give you a validation. So anyway, so for me, those are like two things about my foundation, I think, that are important to shore up, right? But is the foundation that you're talking about, is there like four pillars that's common for everybody, you know, of the foundation that needs to be set and stable? Or is it different for everybody? You know, it's like, oh, well, there's 100 pillars, you know, and you got 9 of them that we need to, you know, shore up.
That's a great question. I would have to say we really have to go back and root into these places that get us in frustration or anguish or feeling like we need to catch up, like we're not doing enough. And a lot of it has to do with the core of how we grew up, where we felt like we were going to be punished or felt like we weren't doing something right or felt like we were going to be in trouble. If we didn't do things a certain way, or how we wouldn't be loved or how we wouldn't earn approval if we took the wrong turn, it's like, it's our fault. Everybody else is upset. And I think that is different for everybody. If we got into the core emotions of what they were, I bet you we'd probably be able to land into 5 to 7 core wounds that bring up this, I'll have to call it this not good enough type of energy. And I'd have to explore that with you guys. Let me put some work into that, like really ground in, because that's a great question and something to really build off of through your awareness. I know when y'all work on the statements that we've sent, a lot of those are foundational statements because so many of us carry 10 of those pillars. The pillar is a financial concern of not being met a relationship, of not thinking that we're good enough. The pillars of not being able to be a priority. And I'll have to get into some of the aspects of the pillars of our health. It's like deserving to be healthy and vibrant. You know, they all stem from those core views on how we as human beings feel a sense of being here and being included, of discovering our purpose and being able to fit in. So I think it's associated with Maslow's hierarchy, but there's a way to invert it also. So I'm gonna do some work around that. And see what I can find. That'll be interesting to see if I can land it, not as something absolute, but something that we can bring awareness to so that we can develop our own self-awareness, where we're bringing in the ways that we grew up, our environmental influence and our religious influence, to see where, again, how frustration gets rooted, where those roots come up in different circumstances, and how we can start bringing in a different energy that lands us in an integrated place where we're not reacting based on a punishment or a fear that we had, where we did something not quite right, something would happen. There would be an action or a reaction that would be not to our benefit. Yeah, great question. Let me dive deeper into that.
And gotcha.
For you, it was definitely, I mean, that after Rick and I have been doing sessions, and so it came up in a session, this exactly what you talked about, the punishment for doing something wrong, the retribution for it. And some of it may have past life repercussions, which a lot of y'all can tap into or have a glimpse of, like a tinge of an awareness. But I have to invite you to believe that even though those past lifetimes may be influencing the field, everything that we need to learn, we brought into this current lifetime. Everything that we're here to experience and embody, by embodying it in this incarnation, everything else from the core gets to come along from the ride. We get to resolve all of it, all those timelines, all those potentials get to come into balance by our current awareness. So we don't have to worry about a lifetime where we lived in the desert or where we lived in the Wild West or, you know, we were Chinese merchants. It all comes here. We are all dealing with what we have now in our awareness, and we're resolving it. For those of y'all who did the Cosmic Shaman course, there's a process in there that you may want to go back to again if you haven't at all. But it's really a powerful process that I was experientially led through my guides, and it was a sun meditation. I think I've offered it for free. April, let's send it out to everybody in the group. The sun meditation where I was standing on this platform, etherically, blank slate, and I was like, boom, got taken to the sun, and I was there just like it was vaporizing me. Just, I was like taking it all this energy. Then I started going backwards. I was coming back to earth backwards. And I was coming back to earth. I saw all these karmic lifetimes and where I had these traumatic events where I've disassociated an action capability, where I lost the power during that lifetime. And as I was coming back and I was witnessing that, the power lost, the disassociated energy was coming back to me as an embodied state of my energy. And what was dissolving in the timelines, actually the timelines were dissolving, and the suffering, the pain, the trauma from those lifetimes were falling apart, dissipating into ashes, into the etheric realm. And so all those places where I may have carried that suffering, the trauma, the being burnt at the stake or hung on the cross or whatever it was, of the village being burnt down or being the betrayer or being betrayed and so, being killed or being the killer in so many different lifetimes, the storylines went away. And the integrated part of myself were being reintegrated into my being now. And that actually inspired the name of one of the books I'm gonna write. It's gonna be The Depth of Karma, Ending Karma. And it was a dharmic state that I was invited into, and I came back and landed on this platform, and it was a blank slate. And I stood there, and I was in total blackness. And I asked my guides, what am I supposed to do here? Because there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing. It was a blank slate of potentiality. And the question from them is like, what are you choosing to create? And the answer didn't come to me for 3 months later. In linear time, I got taken back to that place and I got shown a vision of what's being created and how it's a whole different story.
Wow.
But that sun meditation, again, April, if you can remember, let's get it out to everybody on the email of the replay.
And hey, John.
Yes.
That's on the statements. It's on the statements email or the sheet that you already sent out, because I always listen to that before I do the statements.
Oh, awesome. Well, we'll send it out again in case everybody doesn't have it, but that's great reference. Thank you so much.
That's such a cool meditation.
Yeah. Well, again, it was totally guided. I've never heard that from anybody. And it was like, I got taken out. Amazing where they took me in. I love sharing those processes where I get taken out of my body and into a process, because then I get to have the embodied experience and share it with you all. And if it's valuable, I'm going to share it. If it was valuable for me, I'm hoping that it provides value to you all. But again, I shared from an embodied place of caring this transformation. And that's what's occurring within y'all also. There's a lot of people that talk about spirituality and they hear something and they synthesize it intellectually and then they share it with other people, but it hasn't become embodied. And so the sharing kind of falls flat, or other people intellectualize it also, and not much happens with the potential of that transformation. But what y'all are doing, what I see y'all doing, is really taking in the energy of whatever personal development or transformational work that you're doing, whether it's from here in this group together, from other places, and you're actually embodying, you're going through an experience, and from that experience, there's a transformation taking place. That's become part of you forever. And you can't help but to share that with others, where you share the experience directly as a process, or the energy that you carry, the potential that's available for someone else if they choose or want to be in a similar resonance that you're carrying. So it's wonderful, it's powerful. Rick, thank you so much for bringing that up.
Yeah, sure, thank you.
All right, let's go to another caller here. Let's see here. All right, Guyana, how are you?
Oh, nice. Hi, John. Hi, everyone. So good to see everyone. Everybody looks so beautiful today.
Can I have a question?
Yes. I just want to say something that happened to me just a couple of days ago. I'm not going to go too much into the story in details, just basically I believed a person who stopped me in the car on the street that my front wheel is wobbling. I was going from my yoga class and somebody stopped and said like, hey, your car front wheel is wobbling. And I had my 5-year-old with me. So I went, he said, well, I'm a mechanical. Let's go to the gas station. He said that he had a detail. And I don't know how I got into that hypnotized state, but I completely believed that my front wheel was wobbling, and all I could see is me going off the road with my 5-year-old or something. And he followed me to the ATM where I gifted him $240, for the detail he didn't put there. And as I did it, and as he was leaving, I realized that I got, what is it, deceived, to be said, my uglier. And I don't know, with all the spiritual work that I'm doing in myself and who I am and everything, right? Once in a while, I get scammed like this. So I send this person the most beautiful energy, and made the most generous assumption, you know, because there are things that we don't know. So I thought maybe his life or his family's life dependent upon him scamming me or something. And, you know, it's not such a big loss, but I just wanted to say that that happened. And what did it mean? Because I know there are no coincidences in the universe, you know. So I would like to hear anybody's ideas about that. And other things, what I've been receiving was everything that you've been talking about. I put it in my poetry and everything. But that one case, I got more curious about than everything else. I know it's a little personal.
No, I understand. And what does it mean? That's such a great question. First of all, don't beat yourself up trying to get to the meaning of it. Because again, we can get into the spiritual loop or trap, saying there's a spiritual thing that's coming up here for us. And I think the first invitation that I'd want to bring you to is to really ground in and what does it mean for you as a human first?
Well, I took it as such an opportunity. First of all, I told myself, I'm like, Gaia, you did the right thing. You know, you did the best thing you knew how to keep your child safe. That's all, you know. And so I completely comforted my inner child, you know, that I got screwed again, you know, because once in a while it happens to me, I get almost like hypnotized and believe the impossible. But I told myself, don't worry, it's so easy for you to believe that for us, for people like us, right, light workers, it's an of course, right? You will help a person if you see something is wrong, right? So I believe that that version. So I comforted myself, but also I looked at the situation and said, look, it's a mirror. You gotta, above all, you gotta trust yourself, you know, and there is always work to do, you know, no matter how much.
I can tell you what's coming in from you much more clearly now. The invitation for you is really to ground in. It's like to ground in, because again, we can be in this state of love almost as a fantasy or a bypass to not have to deal with some of the realities that come in. And I'm not saying you're not dealing with realities, but there's an aspect that's wanting to you to ground in, to slow down and to receive yourself first, rather than acquiescing energy all for the name of love and the fantasy that everybody's meeting you in that place of love. I want to get you out of Disneyland mode and bring you back into a grounded reality where you really take yourself as a priority. Because you said you got scammed again, to me, it has to do with a state of hoping other people are going to meet you where you are. This thing that's beyond the innocence, because your innocence carries a tremendous power as well when it's taken from a place of your innate awareness, rather than a childlike innocence that's looking to be taken care of by others.
I get all these scams from time to time. So once maybe in 2 years, something like this will come around, and then you and the new ones come around too. And I understand that I have the innocence, but I have, with all the wisdom that I have, it's so surprising to me. I'm more with looking at this with curiosity, like, because from the higher perspective, that's how you look at this, like, oh shit, interesting. Well, what?
and that's what you're doing really well, is that you're not, it's not taking you down, you're not into a lot of self-judgment from a point, well, I did this wrong, but there's a little bit of judgment that's coming in. It's like, oh, I got taken again, and what could have happened, and what's it trying to show me? And again, there's sometimes just the breathing into, and again, that compassion piece just comes in. It's like, man, I can't believe that someone would do that.
And I want to I'm sorry, Ajahn, and I want to share with you guys that I, on Thursday mornings, I teach yoga for free to the mummies from my son's school. And that thing happened on Wednesday evening, because I teach Wednesday evening yoga too. And so I did not cancel that Thursday morning. And for me to get the information, what's happening from my soul's perspective, some of the ways is to teach yoga, because everything is coming through me while I do that, or to write my poetry. It's basically the same. So what came through yoga, and it almost brought tears to everybody's face, because I completely left that story. You know, I did not take that story into the yoga, right? But the thing that came to me still while I was feeling all that abundance of the trees around me and the nature, and I said, there is nothing that can make you less abundant, that there is nothing. And as I was telling to myself, nothing can take you less abundant, nothing can take away from you. You know, you are overflowing abundance in every way. You know, you are a sanctuary for everybody to take a refuge in, you know, to drink the waters. But I just reminded myself that just because it's important for anybody to take away anything from me, no matter how much money I, whatever, you know. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. So I think it's a pure alchemy to have a shitty experience like that and turn it into the sweet reminder that I'm overly abundant. So. But,
well, yeah, you didn't get into victimization, which was wonderful, because you didn't let it take you down in that way. And I'm glad they didn't take more. And I'm glad he didn't follow you to your ATM and rob you from that place. So there was something that you were carrying that stopped it up to a certain point.
I was like, wait a minute, I need to feed my child. I cannot give you more money. So, but as the realization started to creep to me that I just got scammed as they were passing, you know, taking off.
Well, and let me ask you this, because what was your body feeling while this was happening?
Just immense gratitude for somebody helping me to avoid the crash. I was like, oh my goodness, you know, like, no, I am them.
Did your body bring in any sense of awareness of like, oh, hold on a second, I need to doubt this, or hold on a second, wait, I need to stop and pause and look, or?
Total trust. Like, I am just amazingly, just total trust, like, as if just completely bought into that, into the story. And why did I bought into their story before I checked in with my own story? Maybe that's another lesson to that. Because every other guidance that's coming from the other side is telling me, the divine feminine, it's all about Gaia. Align first and then act. Check in with your alignment first, with your being, you know, like, don't like rush into the action. That was a reaction, right? Oh, let's pull onto the gas station and here we go, right? I reacted. I didn't respond. So just another invitation to stop, breathe, respond instead of react.
Interesting. Yeah, it's, again, I get the grounding aspect that coming in, and again, you're letting it go, you're moving on, you're bringing in again your capacity to love, doesn't keep you in the story, which is wonderful. Again, compassion for letting go of what it's trying to show you over and over again. But I'm glad that, yes, because that grounding component, I believe, is something that's going to really serve you, Guyana, as you're starting to create in your life more opportunities. That fairy-like type of, you know, being floaty in different places and sharing that love is wonderful for other people to receive. And I bet you get a lot of acknowledgement and praise and thank yous from other people that receive it. Ground it in for yourself and be open to the authenticity of you receiving it from others. As you choose that for yourself, as you give that to yourself and ground it, like, again, become this inverted toroidal field within yourself and express it that way, then you're giving from your oversupply, which makes you grounded in, which makes you a powerful vortex of illuminating. that which you're illuminating now, but now you're doing it in a way that is self-sufficient, is self-generating, and inviting other people to meet you at that level of vibration, instead of inviting vibrational fields from all over the place to acknowledge you for what you're outputting that may be depleting you in a way that's unnecessary.
Thank you, John. That's such a golden awareness. Thank you. I really understood. You're talking that completely integrated everything that was happening. I was making sense of the past 2 weeks because it's been very interesting. You guys all know I have been increasing my visibility a little bit more, and that voice within me, just what you said, started to talk in a more and more confident ways. So that, of course, attracted a lot of attention. And with magnetism comes responsibility. How do you handle that much attention coming to you, right?
Let's break down responsibility.
Responsibility.
What does responsibility mean to you?
My job is to be maximum, like, clarity.
You have no jobs. What have I told you that?
Job is the joy of being, somebody told me. It's
you can fire from every job that you have.
Yeah, joy of being. But I mean, my responsibility as a leader who is leading by example, to be absolutely clear. You know, when I do that, not only I see time-lapse collapsing, dropping, healing of throat chakra, of everything for millions of people who were not able to voice their desires.
Let me give you this part, and let me take you in another direction. So to be something for other people, I'm telling you, you don't have to be anything for anybody except for yourself right now. And so you don't have to be responsible for anybody else, even as a leader. A leader is the one that empowers others into their own empowerment through their own actions. And so I just want to invite you to a definition of responsible. And some of you guys may have heard me say this before, is being response-able. Your ability to respond accordingly to what's congruent for you. Not that you're acting from your highest all the time, but that you're acting at the intention of your highest all the time. To hold yourself to that standard of perfection on a consistent basis isn't compassionate. Not compassionate for yourself. It's a standard that nobody can live up to. And why would you want to? And from there, you're not really functioning from your authentic place. You're functioning from a place of striving to be something that you haven't embodied yet.
For me, it's more tuning into your heart in this particular moment. And I reflected it very well in the poetry too, but tuning into your heart, right? What do you feel? And then express it in the most compassionate and loving way possible. Because why wouldn't you be anything else with somebody who are you in disguise?
You know? And you can translate it and express it in the way that's authentic for you, whether your expression at that moment is anger or fear or sexuality or love or expansion or high vibrational state. It's the eminence that is choosing to express through you as you that is the biggest gift to us. And if it's at that high vibrational state of love and compassion all the time, and that's where you're translating that information from, well, what a gift. But I want to tell you that the gift of your other energies are just as valuable to all of us because they remind us of what's possible within us. All of it. So it's all valuable, and just your intention of expressing it.
It was so interesting.
It is us receiving your love welcomely because it's wonderful to receive you.
It was very interesting for me to witness to me expressing completely, masculine, not desires. It was clarity. It was a little bit of a boundary. So it was a little bit clarification how exactly I like to be approached, you know, because there were a lot of people sending me friends requests and hello, how are you? And it feels like every time I receive it, like my 5-year-old pulls me from my skirt. And I, I, I feel that it's a great opportunity to show 5-year-olds how to approach me in a good way. It was a little bit strict. It was that masculine, but I harmonized it with the feminine energies. So it was a very interesting balance for me to witness and a very new voice for me to sound from that perspective. I never heard myself expressing those desires publicly before. So, but I did it completely from the peaceful perspective and with intention, clear intention of love.
That's wonderful, Diana. Thank you so much for sharing. Thanks for raising.
Thank you. Sorry for taking so much time.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you. What a gift. And what also happens as these different experiences come and we get, we'll call it, I don't want to call it tested. What word can I use besides tested? We get gifted the awareness of the disparity that we're ready to transcend. And so the opportunity, you know, if you had like this confused masculine energy guy and it's showing up on social media wanting to get your attention because something that they were feeling on the other side, you putting yourself out there could have been met with a wall, like, I'm gonna hide, I'm not putting myself up there, it's not safe. Or it could have been put up there, it's like, no, this is my energy. And we don't react to those other energies in a way that we would be at war with them, but rather we're choosing to take it to the place in which we intended. So as you don't feed that energy that feels disparate to where you're going, you're giving the opportunity for your energy to transmute and grow into what it is that you're inviting into your field. But we can't do it by avoiding. We have to choose another trajectory. And that stuff's going to play out as long as we're still having a relationship with it, as long as we're still trying to push it out, make it wrong, make it bad. But your approach with it, Guyana, seemed really beautiful with it. And it seems to keep taking you into a place where you actually feel more expanded to continue to share and to gift us through this poetry, through this transformation that's available in your words. Wonderful. Oh, guys, what time is it already? I've got about 10 more minutes for tonight's call. And Sherry Lou, I skipped. Well, let's see if we can do a couple of calls quickly because I want to get to Magda also if we get a chance. Sherry Lou, how are you?
I'm okay. So John, let me ask you a question. How do you balance, like you do all the Beyond the Ordinary shows and you have so many guests coming in, okay? And each of them have different processes or different things to bring in. So I get intrigued. I try not to listen to too many of them, truthfully, because then I get too intrigued, okay? So this is where I'm asking you about the balance. Because, I did purchase the one from Elizabeth Wood, which I find very interesting, okay? And I'm glad I did purchase it. Then I realized that she has her process of the heart commands and this, which is very good. But there's also processes that I've picked up, like say from Matt Kahn or something, okay? So then I get into some bit of confusion about, okay, well, I don't really know, I don't want to take on too many different things. I want to be who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some confusion. How do you balance that? Because especially I'm asking you because you're in there and you're in with all these different ones and these different things are coming in and they're all interesting and they're all, how do you balance that, John?
I can tell you for me, when I run the show, I rarely have a recollection of the processes or what happened. For a long time, I had to ask April who the guest was on the day before or even during the week because I couldn't remember. I would go on to the next thing. So that's been a blessing for me because it's a lot of information that streams through. And you're right, a lot of people carry different processes. And it's a question, I want to take into authority. And it's, what would you say authority is, Sherry Lou? If I ask you what your authority is, what is it?
It's what feels right in my heart.
Mm. And so you choose and you live according to that authority, or you get to tap into that authority.
Right.
So feel into that. And the definition of authority, really, if we look at the real definition of it, is our ability to author a particular script.
What?
A particular script or story.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you become an authority, as in you're writing your script along the way. And so, again, the leadership energies that are coming in, this facilitation to, again, into this toroidal field of energy that is coming through us and in us, that I see so clearly, is calling us into our authority, into what we're choosing to write. And so while processes from Matt or Elizabeth or what I share here or any other speakers or anybody else you're intrigued with and are drawn to are wonderful, there's a certain point where we have to decide where it is that we want to dive into that intimacy, and also to not look more outside of yourself for the answers. So if you start getting overwhelmed with so many processes, like, wait, somebody has something that I don't have within myself, then if they just give that to me, my life is going to be okay. And the show that I've created was never intended for that. It was really intended for the opportunity to go deep, to discover what resonates for you, and to give relationship to that. Mm-hmm. And if there's a constant searching all over the place, then realize where maybe you've stepped away a little bit from yourself, and you can say, hey, I'm going to focus on this one, or this one, or only one, mm-hmm. and choose to go deeper with that because it calls for you. Now, do we get to take the little teaspoons of ice cream and sample the little flavors? Yes, it's part of what we do on BTO. Maybe I don't want coffee, ice cream, maybe I want the chocolate mint, or maybe the strawberries calling me today. I don't know, but maybe it's really a question, and don't feel like each particular speaker energy is taking you in a certain direction that you cannot access yourself.
Yeah. Okay. I find it's kind of better for me not to listen to too many, because then I do get like, oh, maybe I ought to try that thing out, you know? And then I wonder why, when I already feel like this is how I feel. If I'm living in my highest integrity, which is according to honest, all my principles that I believe in, being honest, being loving, being grateful, and all those things. If I'm living that kind of a life already, do I really actually have to look at it, any other process? Because when you're living from that aligned place, why do you need anything else, really?
So do me a favor. Close your eyes for a second.
Okay.
And everybody on the call, if you want to close your eyes also. And just breathe and feel into yourself for a second. Just drop into you. You're the only one here. It's just you. You're the priority. It's you with you. Just feel yourself. Feel that hum of energy that you are. And as you feel that, tap into the essence of who's there. And feel your little one. Feel little Sherry Lou or little Magda. Little Guyana or April. I feel into little John. I am here. I am here. And I give us a break. We don't have to work so hard. We don't have to try so hard. I'm giving us a break. I am choosing to take a rest. I am choosing to slow down for us. I'm choosing to make you my priority. I am choosing to be with you and to let go of anything outside of us that we thought would make us better. I'm choosing to stop chasing. I'm choosing to accept myself as the perfection that I am at this moment. There's nothing and no one I need to become. To love you in the way that I am choosing to love you. With the entirety of my heart and my being, there's no one I need to become to love you. So I'm choosing to give us a break. I'm choosing to let go. I'm choosing to release everything and everybody out of my field so that I can be with you here. With you, I am whole. With you, I am complete. Just breathe into your awareness. Just feeding your energy to that life force inside of you, outside of you, that is you. And just open your eyes slowly. And just remember this. Thank you, Sherry Lou. I'm gonna go to Magda real quick, if you don't mind. And great question, thank you.
Thank you.
Magda, hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yes. It's wonderful to see you. Oh, Meg, you froze up on me. Are you there?
Thank you for checking in.
Oh, the computer's frozen. Hold on a second. Good night.
Can you guys hear me? Because you're freezing up.
Yes, I hear you now.
You're breaking up. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you. I am going to see if I can do something here. Let me stop my video real quick and see if the audio comes through a little bit better. Can you hear me now? Hello, Magda. Oh no, I wanted to get to your question tonight. All right, Magda, hold on a second. I'm gonna stop your video also. Nope, it looks like Magda dropped off. Okay. We tried, we'll get Magda on the next call. There's a channeling that wants to come in next time we get together and a process that's so interesting. I wonder what it's gonna be. That'll be exciting. So we'll share that on the next call and just keep going deeper. If y'all have any questions that you want answered or want to expand on what was talked about today, send us an email. Send it to april@beyondtheordinaryshow.com or is it support@livinginTheExtraordinary.com as well. I forget our email addresses. We have too many. I can't say too many. We have a lot and we want a lot more as we continue to grow this. Y'all, it was wonderful today. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing this energy. And there's an embodiment here that's taken place that's coming. It's being channeled in and through you. And it's powerful. So be aware. Just be aware of the capacity of light and love that you have to be. Do not diminish it. Do not say it's not good enough. Do not think it's not seen or felt. Really get into the power that it's providing. Really acknowledge it, not from the selfishness, narcissistic type of look what I can do, but really feel the capacity that you have to reflect that, as an example of what's possible onto others. Light up your light. Light it up fully and brightly. Don't hold it back. It doesn't serve any of us, and it sure as hell doesn't serve you. We want to see you in your brilliance. We want to witness you in your glory, because you're showing us what's possible. You're showing us the type of world that we are living in if we choose to be that brilliant. So please, please, please do not hold back. Shine your love. It's wonderful being with y'all. Thank y'all. Have a fantastic evening. Namaste.